Thank you all for joining Latin Generation panel call on 19th of September 2019. In the call, we have Bill, Matt, Michael, Marjana, Dennis, Michael, and Pitiman. Over to you, Marjana.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever is part of the day in your part of the world. We have two things which should be discussed before we keep on discussing our sharp S versus double S problem, which we are dealing almost 2 months now. We have to respond to one letter we got at the beginning of the August from IP, and I made some proposal, and I gave you the link, and we should look at this proposal and change everything what is necessary to be changed so that we can send the response to IP as soon as possible. The next thing which I wanted to discuss with you after that is how to organize finishing report number 5, but that's another question. Bettina, please give us the response. I just first, I can rearrange this response later. I included the request from IP at the beginning that anyone, that everybody can remember, could remember what was asked by IP. And then I put all the things in two tables, one table which is sent by IP, which is probably proposed by Greek panel, and they are asking for our opinion. And I put some marks as I think it should be, but I want you all to revise it and to say what is your opinion about it. So what we have, the first thing was about, let me see, Bill, Greek small letter eta, and Latin small letter, I am not sure how to propose, ENG. I don't think that we can discuss these matters at this moment. My idea is just to give the status of our investigation of variants in this moment. And we can keep these things in the and discuss them in the future, because we don't have enough time to discuss it now. Or if you want to discuss it now, let's let it be now. It was just my trial to finish one of the tasks with which we are late, let's say late, because it is almost 1.5 months not giving the response to IP, and probably this is my this is on me, because I was not very good all this time. That's it. Mats, please go on. You are the first.
Yes. Is it you that have proposed that it's problematic and not problematic, respectively? So, in the case of problematic, I think there should be some description of what the problem is.
I agree with you completely, but I have no explanation. That was just how I see all the things, and I need your help to improve this. Or we can skip completely the column problematic and see what will be the next turn of IP, what we shall get as the next response, or next question from IP. Because problematic, they have not defined in their in their letter what they mean by problematic, and I don't know what we mean by problematic. So I just put everything in it, and just for discussion. Yes, please go on.
So the table is made by IP.
And, I think the table is made by a Greek panel. They just send it to us and asked for some comments. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Says, here are Latin GP conclusions or remarks.
Sorry?
Because it says, here are Latin GP conclusion and remarks.
Yeah. Latin GP comment, and those are questions they have been posed on the proposed table. 1 and 3. And I put it, the first two columns are produced by probably Greek Greek GP, and they send it to us as a Greek proposal for a Greek Latin variant. Then I added the next three columns. In two of them are the questions posed by IP, and the last third column I needed a place to say something which is not included in the previous columns. That's how I see it. Any other suggestion is okay for me. It's just a sample. Mats, do you want to continue?
No.
Okay.
This is Sarmat. I'd like to get please.
Yes, Sarmat, you are fourth on. I have Michael and Bill. Michael, please go on.
Yes, hi everyone, thank you. So I think what you did is very good, the table and the materials you produced, the summary. I think the only problem we're facing right now is the binary categorization in between problematic and not problematic, since we clearly haven't had the discussion on if and why we should consider those code points problematic. Now, from what I've saw, from what I've seen, you marked automatically as problematic all those where there is no match between our variant analysis and Greek GP's variant analysis. So it's my understanding that we can just leave not problematic as it is. As for the all those code points which are remarked problematic, if we want to speed things up, we could just remove the categorization problematic and say, there is discrepancy, so just describe the very basic situation and say that Latin GP hasn't considered as of yet if there is any problem, if any problem arises out of that, and clearly say that that there is discrepancy and that we haven't discussed it so far. I think that would be a pragmatic way around the problem.
Yeah, I like your proposal, Maker, very much. Thank you very much. Let's hear next what Bill has to say. Bill, please go on.
Yes, I was actually going to say much the same thing. I think we should only say that something is problematic if we have, in fact, looked at it and agreed that they are not variants. Otherwise, I think we should just leave it open. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Then we have Sarmat was the next one. Sarmat, please go on.
Right. So I just wanted to share very quickly the status of where we are with respect to IP, just so that I guess it can inform this discussion. What's happened is IP's got a proposal from Greek GP, as you all know. And they've shared the Latin and Greek variants with the Latin GP, and they've also shared the proposed Greek and Cyrillic variants with the Cyrillic GP. Both are slightly different from what have actually been for example, proposed by the other GPs. So, of course, some reconciliation is needed. In the meantime, the IP has sent feedback back to the Greek GP. So Greek GP is not in a waiting state, I guess, as far as this is concerned. I think the next interaction we're probably going to have, we're planning something at ICANN 66 in Montreal. What we probably should aim for is to maybe have a pass on this. And what we'll, Pitinan and I will try to do is see if we can have a joint meeting between Latin, Cyrillic, and Greek members who are GP members who are in Montreal to have a discussion, just an initial discussion to see where we are. So that's really the aim or what we're targeting. Just sort of putting things in context. One option, if this is going to take significant time, I think one option which I was going to suggest for you all to consider is to take this up after 10th October, between 10th October and the meeting, I guess, Montreal meeting, and I guess work towards finalizing the document without the Greek input as we discussed, handing that over to IP on 10th, and after that, I guess we will probably have more time to have this discussion in more detail. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. We have now Mats again, then Michael. Mats, please go on.
Yeah. And preliminary feel that it might not that complicated to state what is problematic and not problematic. Mm-hmm. If a proposed variant pair does not cause any inscript variants in the Latin script, then I would say it's not problematic. Even if we don't feel that they look that alike, I mean, that's on the Greek side to argue why they consider them to be the variants. If such a proposal, however, creates an inscript variant in Latin, then I would say it's problematic. An inscript variant that we have not considered, of course. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Your explanation is pretty logical. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, essentially, I wanted to say almost the same thing as Mats. And I don't think we should just return to the IP the response where we say there's a match or no match, because this is really not much of information, because they could have done that themselves by simply looking whether we already said it's a variant or not. We should put some more information into the response, and especially we should decide whether it's problematic or might be problematic or not, and the way to do this would be exactly the same way Mats suggested, by saying that whenever their cross-script variants introduces an inscript variant that we do not think exists, then this should be marked as problematic.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please go on. Bill, go on.
Yes, I have a couple of things. First off, I think we can send a partial response immediately for the IP to pass on to the Greek panel of those cross-script variants that we have found that aren't on their list, just so they can start checking immediately to say, oh, yes, we agree, or no, we think that's absolutely wrong, you know, to get some kind, give them much the same thing we did with the Cyrillic panel when they had their proposal and we gave them some feedback of the things we'd found that they hadn't. I think that kind of thing is inevitably going to fall on us because the pool of possible Latin code points is so much larger than the other scripts that we'll know which ones we have and which ones, like the Latin alpha, aren't even in our repertoire. And it's a lot harder for the other GPs to find them. So I think we can do that, essentially, that part of Mariana's response essentially immediately. When it comes to the other ones, I think, as I mentioned in the email I sent yesterday, I think we need to make a distinction. Even if something would give us an inscript variant that we haven't yet identified, I think we should say this is problematic if we have looked at it and determined that indeed these should not be variants, but we have a substantial number of cases that we've looked at and we had basically 4-3 decisions as to whether it was or wasn't a variant. I think we need to recognize that what we have here is 7 individuals, which is an extremely small pool of viewpoints. And I think when something is that narrowly decided, we should be less quick to say, oh no, you can't do that because it would do something, it would cause an inscript variant for us, because we came very close to deciding that indeed it was an inscript variant for us. So I think we need to exercise some caution in what we reject outright as problematic. Thank you.
Michael, please.
I wanted to say something which Bill, I think, also said now. In addition to what Michael or Michael had said just before, and also Mats, an additional type of problematic code point would be such as in the case of alpha, that is where another GP has identified and established a variant relationship to a code point which is not in our repertoire. Because if I understand the logic behind this correctly, this would mean that you would have to integrate it into our repertoire. So I think those cases clearly are also problematic. Thank you.
Michael, please, or Michelle, Michael. Michael. Yes, please, go on.
I think the alpha case is not problematic at all, because if we don't have a letter in or code point in our repertoire, then any variant relationship is invalid by definition, so that really doesn't matter. It was the same when we talked about variants to other scripts. We might look at morph characters and all the characters which got removed from the other script, then the variant relationships simply are void.
Okay, we discussed a little bit this problem. I don't see the way out. My proposal is to remove the to be as quick as possible to remove the first, second, fourth row, fourth column from this first table, and put this one, which is speaking about problematic and non-problematic problematic code points, and give a response. I mean, give a response in the way that we didn't discuss problematic and non-problematic code points in the Latin Greek proposal at this moment, and that we might do it in the future, something like this. Or if someone has a better idea than me, I am asking for help to arrange this response in order to be sent to IP as soon as possible. Mats, please go on.
Yeah. So instead of writing problematic or not problematic there, I think we should keep the fourth column. And instead of writing not problematic or problematic, I think we should write will not create any inscript variants in Latin and will create inscript variants in Latin respectively as a feedback.
And my question again is, who could do this? I'm not very good in finding my way through this variant. I have problem with variants from very beginning. So I'm asking someone to do it for us, and I need a volunteer for it. I also have Bill. Mats, do you want to say anything else? Oh,
no,
thank you.
I forgot to take it down.
Thank you. Now I have Bill, and after that, I think Sarmad wants to say something. Bill, please go on.
Yes, on the ones that we don't have a match for, I would note that with the Greek panel, as with the Cyrillic panel, we found a bunch of variants which they had not identified. And and what we expected them to do was go back and look at them and say, yes, this is a variant. Yes, we agree it's a variant, or no, we don't think so, and here's why. And it seems to me, in fairness, we should do the same thing. We should go through the ones that they have identified that we have not identified and look at each of those, which I admit is going to take us a little bit of time, and say, do we agree this is just one that we missed, or do we look at it and say, no, we disagree, and here's why? But I think we need to at least give them the same courtesy we expect them to give us, which is to look at the things they found that we didn't, and actually consider them one by one. Thank you.
Sarmat, do you want to say something?
I just put a comment in the chat.
Oh, sorry, I cannot follow everything on the screen. Sorry, I didn't see it.
Just summarizing the discussion. It's nothing new. I'm just capturing what all of you are discussing. So I can read that out. It seems like there are four categories based on this discussion which is going on and just listening to it. The category one is the Greek GPs proposed as a variant is also proposed by Latin GP, so they're same, and that's the non-controversial one. There's a second category in which Greek has proposed a variant with Latin, but Latin has not proposed that as a variant for Greek. Third category is it's the other way around, that Latin actually has proposed something in Greek, but Greek has not proposed it in Latin. And the fourth one is that it's not one-to-one anymore. Greek actually has proposed variants, which cause inscript variants for Latin. So that's like a special category. And I really think that except for the first one, where Latin and GP and Greek GP agree, for all the other three categories, two, three, and four, I think Latin GP would probably want to comment on each of the cases, just to see, you know, provide some more explanation where there is disagreement. Just noting what you're all discussing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Mats, please go on.
Yes, well, I would comment on Sarmat's categories. I see three categories. The fourth one is kind of a division in category two and maybe category three. So we could classify as one, two, and three, and then we could make a comment if this would add an inscript variant in Latin. One could say that the inscript variant in Latin could be caused both by our variant towards Greek when they haven't proposed it and the other way around. So it could be quite complex. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. So at this moment, it is not clear in my mind what should be done. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to point out that I think the fifth category, which Michael or Michael pointed out in the chat room, is also important. And in response to what Mats just said, I don't think we need to go about this in a very typological manner. So we can just have functional responses, which we do not logically need to like categorize and subcategorize them under one another. So I think Sarmat's proposal together with the fifth category would be a good solution, I think. Thank you.
Five categories. And who is volunteering to prepare the new version of this response? Is there any volunteer? Because I must say I'm a little bit confused and I will again produce something which will not be suitable for the response. Bill, please go on.
I can do it if nobody else can.
Bill, thank you very much. Please try your best because I have tried, at least we had some sample for discussion and something was, let's say, somehow is resolved. And I hope you could prepare the response and we shall discuss it next on our next meeting. Michael, please go on.
I just wanted to offer help on that because the only thing to do, I understand, is just change those four wordings. But if Bill wants to take I'm fine by that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, very much. Thank you, Bill, very much. Bill, how much time will you need to prepare new proposal? What do you expect?
I think I can get it done over the weekend. That may be optimistic, but I will at least attempt to do that.
Okay, so we shall have a new version for the next meeting, for the next call. That's
yes.
Nice. And the next time, I hope we could conclude this topic. Thank you, Bill, very much. Thank you, Michael, very much. And thank you all for this fruitful discussion. We shall discuss this thing next time. So the next topic is the discussion, how shall we organize our production of the version 5 of our report, because only thing which what I can do, and you see I will traveling back home tomorrow, and I will need at least 1 week to pick up myself and to be prepared to do something productive. So I need someone to organize, to help me organizing production of this report number 5. That's one thing. And the other thing I want to ask everyone who has not done their, it's his or her, his homework, because I'm only she here, about this, which is now in Trello board with this inscript analysis item. I want you all to try to finish it in order that we have at least the most of Appendix D prepared. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, I wanted to offer help with that. So I could, from my understanding, I don't think there's like a whole lot of stuff we need to do. We just need to put some things together. So I can review the variant section, which is kind of the most thing we have been working on. See that the text is kind of mended together, and then put in the separate documents from the appendices, which we had created separately. And I can review the status on the Trello board again and see that I put it into the appendix. And the appendix is already there. It just needs formatting. And since I started with it, I can also try to finish it. What's there is there. What is not there is not there.
It's not there, of course.
If the group wants, I can try to produce the remaining analyses, but I cannot make a definitive conclusion. So I don't think it would be representative of our process so far if suddenly one member gives a verdict, gives an initial verdict on like so many of these cases. So I can produce the graphics or something, but the tables, but like to say whether there is potential for a variant case or not shouldn't be all my only call. So I can only prepare it for some other people in case something is missing. Thank you.
Michael, thank you very much for your offer, really, because I am at the end of my forces. Sorry for this. So you should think about this report that it is just one stage in developing our final report. Nothing there is a holy Bible. Everything which is there could be adjusted, changed, discussed, and so on and so forth. Whatever we produce is just the working paper, and nothing is finished yet. And that's the way we should think about this report. Also, all those tasks which should be fulfilled in this inscript variant analysis, which Michael offered to finish what the other members didn't finish. Thank you, Michael, for this also. We had a custom before that we discussed every report which was produced, but now we have no time to do it. We could maybe do it later when we have everything in the report, and give us final judge what we think is a variant and what we think the variant is not. But we should think about this report just as one stage in development of the final report. Michael, do you want something more to say, or it is an all hand?
It's an old hand, sorry, but I also remembered that this will be version 6, not version 5, because the current version is already version 5.
But I don't think that we send it to... Okay, we have to check it. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure which version is in question, but at least I can find which version we sent last to IP, and this will be the next version. Okay. Bill?
Yeah, I would say, Mikhail, that I don't think you need to worry too much about cases where we haven't made a decision, because mostly what we're looking for from the IP is not, yes, you made the right decision on this. we're looking for feedback on, we think you've taken the wrong approach, or we think you've overlooked this general idea. And so the specific details of what we've said at any particular point are far less critical. They know it's work in progress and pieces of it will change. So I think just get what we've got, and if we end up changing it after later on, I don't think that's a problem. Thank you.
Yeah. I agree with you, Bill, completely. I think we don't, it is a lot of physical work to put all the things together and form, make it in the proper format and everything. That's time consuming task. Whatever we produce this time, it will be much more topics will be covered, and better view of the way we are thinking and what we are doing will be shown in this report. And that's good to hear their reaction. So thank you, Michael, for this. And if you need any help, please ask. Maybe I will be in a better state in 10 days. Maybe I could help you to finish something. I will try to follow the, to look, to review what you are doing, and that's all. So Michael, you will be leading the production of the report, next version, whatever it is. And is there anything more with what could be said about this topic number 3? No hands up. So thank you all for this discussion and your volunteering. Now we have next item in our agenda, and this is again sharp S versus double S, and I am asking Dennis to start leading us through this. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Mirjana. Let me just give me a few seconds to set up my screen here.
This is Mecca. Could I say something which I forgot while you set up your screen?
Sure.
Thanks. Regarding what we just discussed, where I take the lead on coming up with the proposal, it would be good if therefore we put a stop on edits and comments to the Google Docs version, because they would then need to be later reintegrated into another version, because I'll probably do the thing in Word separately, because the Google Docs editor is kind of slow and not very performant with this length and size of the document. So so refraining from any edits, changes and comments in the Google Docs document from this point on, from the part of the group, would help, I think. Thank you.
Yes, Michael, I think this is a very good proposal, and everyone in the group is understanding what are you proposing. So keep your comments on the text which will Michael arrange and try to finish, and try to edit for the next version of the report, because it will be endless job just making remarks and doing it again and again. Michael, your hand is up, and then we have Mats also. Oh no, so yeah, Mats, you are on.
Yes, then I suggest that the Google Docs document is locked. Otherwise, there's a risk that someone make an edit or comment.
Now, Dennis, please go on.
All right. So I just shared the Google Doc link, so you guys can follow real time. Also, I'm sharing my screen. So last time we'll need to finalize the variant relationship disposition value, or the disposition value of the variant relationship of the sequence SS to sharp S. Last time that we met, we were recording some of the pros and cons. So I think we should finalize this and so that we can close this item. Let me just want to close this here. So where am I? Okay, yeah, right here. Okay. So how do we resolve this? How do we balance the, I think the answer lies into how do we balance the requirements of the LGR procedure, which is to minimize allocatable variance, maximize block variance, on the, with respect to expectation from the users, right? So I see Matt's hand raised. Matt, please go ahead. Matt, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
A comment on the con of double S to sharp S allocatable. It says that German users do not expect a variance relationship, etc. I don't think that's a valid argument against it being allocatable, because firstly, the variants are not used by the users. They don't switch between the variants. The variants are not seen. That's just an administrative unit. And secondly, you don't know as a user which was first, the sharp S or the double S. That's just in the hands of the register operator who applied for the top level domain. So I don't think that's a valid argument. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Any other opinion? So Matt is challenging this con on the allocatable case. German users do not expect a variant relationship, a variant relation from SS to SS, but only from SS to SS. But yeah, I tend to agree with the Matt. I'm not sure how... In any case, that would be a reason to block it, right? If they're not expecting the, and I guess the change is, I'm not sure if whether that was the original comment or not, but looks like more of a case to, you know, to make it block, because there is no expectation from the user to have such a variant relationship. So. Michael, please. Go ahead.
It seems to me that the table is logically flawed in that what is a con for the allocatable is a pro for the blocked, and vice versa, I assume. So in that particular case, yes, of course, it's a con for the sequence being allocatable, and it would be a pro for the sequence being blocked as a variant. Thank you.
Okay, so are we more on the side of making it block then? let me add here. One pro is that
or rather minimize allocatable.
Yep. Okay, so I have two hands, Matt, then Meika.
Yes, so if one could say that if the TLD refers to a word which is never spelled with a sharp S, there is no reason to have a variant sharp S. So, but if the word is if it refers to a word with a spelled with a sharp S, there's reason to have it. So this could be something else, something made up. And then the German user might not have any expectation on either way, or maybe they expect it not to be a sharp S if it's not a already used word. I don't know. I don't know German that well. It's hard to see that the damage that an allocatable relationship SS to a sharp S would give to the users. It might give damage to the administration of TLDs and domain names, but not for the users. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Michael, then Hassan.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate my previous comment that I was suggesting that in a sense, because what's a pro for one is a contra for the other, that we merge those two tables. That is 2-3 and 2-4 become kind of one. Thank you.
Let me just go again through your comment, Michael. You're suggesting we merge these two tables. I'm not sure how do we differentiate the different solutions. We're talking about two different solutions, so I'm not sure how merging into one single one, how would you discriminate one solution against the other?
Sorry, it was a practical solution because usually what is a con for an allocatable variant is a pro for a blocked variant. So, what Mats just said might also be a solution. Only to list pros instead of pros and cons. But I'm not sure if that will present a balanced view because there are arguments also which speak against something somehow, which need mentioning. But logically, these things crisscross over into one another. And this is why we just had the discussion on that one comment. This is just what I tried to point out. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Michael. So I think we are getting stuck into, you know, what's a pro, what's a con, whether, you know, belongs to the, you know, whatever column here. But I think we need to focus on what are we solving for here, right? Are we solving for be consistent and compliant with the LGR procedure, which is the overarching guideline or principle that we need to be abiding to? Or are we solving for something else? And depending on, right, we're deciding what we're solving for, then we find the solution the most aligned with that, you know, overarching question. So do we agree that we are solving for complying with the LGR procedure or something something different? Can we start with that? I see hands, Meikal, then Hassan.
I think, of course, we are trying to comply with LGR procedure, but at the same time, it's also clear that the LGR procedure is up to interpretation. So I'm not sure how that will settle the issue, but I agree that we should keep it focused. Thank you.
Thank you, Meikal. Hassan?
Just a note, I think we should decide what the character will be called in the document, because looking now, sometimes it's called SZ, sometimes sharp S, sometimes it's the character itself. I think it should be unified, just one character, one thing what we are calling it throughout the document. Thank you.
Thank you, Hassan. Yeah, and the editorial part, we need to make sure consistency of the term, terminology, language. Thank you. So going back to how to solve this. So if we agree that we need to find the overarching question, what are we solving for? And if we agree that the LGR compliance with the LGR procedure is the most important thing to solve for, which one of these two solutions most align with that principle? I have Hassan, is that a new hand? No, that's an old hand. Okay, so let's answer this question. What are we solving for? Can we start with from there? So I have Matt and then Michael.
I feel that if this will create, I mean, we're discussing this, and probably it's not that important if this is allocatable or not, this direction, if it's allocatable in the other direction, because then the ready to operate to be will be able to apply in the correct direction and then get both if they want. So I guess it will be simpler if we state that this is blocked in this direction and is allocatable in the other direction. I think that will be create least discussions with the integration panel. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Michael?
Yeah, basically agree with Matt. We should be in line with the LGR procedure unless there is an important argument that says, like, no, we do have to make SS to SZ allocatable, and if there is no strong argument, I can't think of any right now, then we should keep that direction blocked. And that's actually the suggestion I put in the proposal 3 months ago.
Thank you, Michael. And apologize, I misspoke your name earlier. So I think what we have here is a converging solution towards making this binary relationship block. So in order for all of us to have a visual cue, what I'm doing is highlighting the proposed solution in the last few minutes. Let's see, that's Jello, right? So I'm highlighting Jello, making the disposition value block on this variant relationship is that the most aligned with the variant relationship, as Matt also commented, if a registry operator wants to apply for both or whatever choice they want to make, they can go with the sharp S and SS allocatable, you know, option. So whatever the implementation of that is, whether Valiant TLDs are applied as or are treated as independent TLDs or as a bundle or whatever solution it's, you know, devised in the future, we don't know. So, but what we know is that we have an LGR procedure and this solution, the block solution, is the most aligned. So do we have an agreement or observations, comments? Michael agrees. Any, oh, okay, so I see Matt's make on the Jana. So any while objection? Going once, going twice. Okay, so seeing none, I think this is the solution we are agreeing to. So there is a valiant relationship between sharp S and the sequence SS. Disposition values allocatable on the direction sharp S double SS and block on the opposite direction. And I think we will, we'll need to clean up a little bit the discussion document so that we can record or submit this to the Latin G, I'm sorry, the IP in the next iteration of the proposal. Okay, so any comments, final comments, observations on this item? I saw a hand briefly, not sure. Oh yeah, Michael, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that if I assume that you're going to clean up the this document, I didn't quite understand whether you were trying to say that you were taking charge of that or not. But in any case, if we do clean up the document, we should be careful not to remove anything which didn't contribute to the final solution, because the way discussing it will also help the reader understand how we got to the solution or the conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, to answer your question, yes, I will. I will clean up this document, and yes, all these conversation. I mean, whatever is in the document and relevant comments will make it to the appendix, which will inform the whatever is transported to the main body of the proposal. Right. So we just, you know, on the proposal we say, yep, these two characters or coupons are going to be valiant. See the appendix for more rationale and motivation of it, right?
Basically, exactly.
That's, mm-hmm, yep. Okay, so with that, Mirjana, I'll turn over to you again.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you all. we finally solved problem double S versus sharp S. That's very good thing. And Dennis, you want to say something? No, it was just...
I was just clapping, yeah. Virtually clapping. Yeah.
Yeah, virtually clapping, yes. We are close to the end of the hour. So is there anything else which should be said at the end of this meeting? Anything? No, anyone? No. So I'm closing the meeting, and I want to thank you all for this meeting today. And thank you all for, thank you, Bill, and thank you, Michael, for volunteering to in producing different reports. And have a nice rest of the day, and hear you next Thursday, the same time. So goodbye, and have a nice rest of the day. Bye, and that's all.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye.